All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. We're going to keep that closed for now because, well, folks, it's that time on a Monday when we wrap the 4 o'clock hour. Nick and I look back at the weekend that was, and we see who got it done. It's a little something we call Light 'Em Up.
Again, Butter, Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display!
They can't believe the courtside. Neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field. Number 4. Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Thanks, Mike Tirico. What I was trying to point to Steve to that you
I was ignoring you
a little bit. In the Padres War Room, they just showed a shot because they just made their selection. All of their, like, 80% of the people in there are wearing red blazers.
Why?
I don't know. The Padres have no red. They've never worn red. None of that makes sense. Steve? Make sense of it, Steve.
I can't.
All right. We'll move on to Light 'Em Up, the biggest and best performances of the weekend, and who was lit. Steve, who you got?
I got to go with Liverpool. Ugh. The football club from the home of the Fab Four. While the game itself, the title, is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
You know, the Reds blank the Spurs of Tottenham. 2-0 in the old Euro Champions League final on Saturday. Yeah, if you watch the match, it certainly wasn't as scintillating as, say, the semifinals, which saw both the Reds and Spurs overcome seemingly insurmountable holes to qualify to play for this prize. And the Liverpudlians wasted no time. I had finished mowing the lawn, tweeted out that I was aboard the Reds bandwagon, and by the time I was able to put the mower away, get into the house, and put the TV on, oh, it was 1-0. Mohamed Salah scored the second quickest tally in Champions League history ever. Second fastest. A penalty shot in the second minute. And as the Spurs looked to rally to tie late, Divock Origi, who, as the TNT announcer said, hit it fiercely and true inside the left post to put the trophy on ice. Title number 6 for the Reds, who are lit.
It's lit!
I'm starting out with Fred Van Vliet of the Toronto Raptors, who has been using the powers of fatherhood to make the Raptors better at basketball.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
In the first 15 games of the playoffs this year that Mr. Van Vliet played in, he averaged 4 points per game. His best game was one where he scored 9 points and had 4 assists in 22 minutes. He was just another average role player on Toronto that was doing just enough to keep the Raptors afloat and keeping Kawhi from doing literally everything. He was fine, and then he became a dad. In between games 3 and 4 of the Eastern Conference Final, Fred Van Vliet Jr. was born, and the Raptors have only lost 1 game since. Fred Sr. in that 4-game span is averaging 16 points, 3 assists, shooting 58% from the field and 59% from 3. That is dad strength. The 25-year-old undrafted point guard from the Shockers at Wichita State has been the exact spark that Toronto needed off the bench, and I'm going to go ahead and call it now. Father's Day, June 16th, Game 7, Van Vliet, game of his life, collision course. He's lit.
It's lit!
And with great pain, I nominate the Boston Bruins, who are lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Just to tag it. A lot of talk as the season about the momentum. The St. Louis Blues are riding after a terrible start. They had not won the conference and played for the Cup since 1970, when Bobby Orr ruled the ice. They'd built the Enterprise Center into a rough place to play, and when the Blues stole one in Boston and were turning home for their first Cup final in 49 seasons, you wondered how this home ice edge would play out. It didn't. The Bees kicked their rear end sideways. The final was 7-2. In there were four power play goals, and it was no contest. It was 3-0 after one. Craig Berube ended up yanking his number one netminder, Jordan Binnington. It was so lopsided that Berube is actually shaking up his lineup, be it defenseman pairing to shuffling forwards to join new lines. But he is sticking with Binnington, who coach expects to bounce back, as he is 6-2 these playoffs following a loss. But the Bees, the Boston Bruins, yuck, they're lit.
It's lit!
Fair enough. Max Scherzer is a crazy person, but he's damn good at baseball, and he's lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
They call him Mad Max, and he is Mad Max for a reason, because he's very much mad and crazy. There have been plenty of moments of him on video, on the mound, pumping himself up, showing the intensity that he plays baseball with. Whether it's a game in April against the worst team in baseball, or late September with a playoff spot on the line, Mad Max is ready to go. And it's that kind of intensity that led to an all-time great moment yesterday against the Reds. Scherzer threw about 115 pitches, two outs in the eighth inning. The Nats are barely holding on. Davey Martinez walks out of the dugout. He's getting ready to pull Scherzer, and Scherzer's caught on camera just going, "No! No! Sean Doolittle, you're going to have to wait to the ninth to come out." Martinez sticks with Scherzer, who gets up to 120 pitches, 84 of them for strikes, three hits, one run. He struck out 15, the 15 of them, his last three pitches to Joey Votto to strike him out looking. What a dominant, crazy person, and he's lit.
It's lit!
And another painful entry, the Los Angeles Dodgers are lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So this five-game winning streak, they've moved past the Yankees, the Twins, and the Astros. That's the best record in baseball, most wins at 41. And despite the fact the Rockies are on an eight-game win streak, LA has grown their West lead to 9. Only Minnie at 11.5 in the struggling AL Central has a more substantial cushion. Right now, they've got the MVP frontrunner in Cody Bellinger, who leads the league in batting average, second in ribbies and homers. Hyunjin Ryu is the dude out front for the Cy Young. He hasn't allowed more than two earned runs in any start this season. His ERA at 1.48 is a half run ahead of the majors runner-up, Jake Odorizzi of the Twinkies. They've got six regulars in the lineup who've driven in at least 25. And the scary part is Kershaw hasn't found his groove yet, though he was really strong Saturday against Philly. These LA Dodgers, two-time NL champs, are lit.
It's lit!
Last one for me, Austin Riley, another young Atlanta Braves stud, is crazy good and lit.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Riley was a 41st overall pick in the first round of his MLB draft class out of high school in South Haven, Mississippi. The right-handed hitting left fielder slash tank of a human being is yet another young, talented rookie to make it to the pros with the Braves. His first full month in baseball has been absolutely insane. 17 games, Riley's got 22 hits, 8 home runs, 22 RBI, slugging .716, and his OPS plus is .172, which is about almost two times better than league average. He was May's Rookie of the Year, Rookie of the Month winner, and is looking to get Atlanta back-to-back Rookies of the Year after Ronald Acuna got it last year. Atlanta really close to taking over the NL East once again, and if Riley can keep it up or not completely fall apart over the summer, the Braves are going to be trouble in October, and they're lit.
It's lit!